the SSP trip. So as I invite them to come and station themselves front, I'm going to invite our little children to come forward, actually, because that way, if you are sitting right here, you might. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Would you tell us who you are?
My name is Deborah Makapo. And...
Hi, I'm Kiana Martin.
I'm Felicia Keller.
I'm Zoa Wilhoit.
Okay. You look so mature, but what grade are you in? What are you going to be in this fall?
This fall, I'll be entering my senior year.
I'm a rising junior.
I'm going to be a freshman,
and I'm going to be a sophomore.
Wonderful. Okay, why did you participate in the SSP this year?
I did not have any particular reason. I had it was fun and a great experience, so I wanted to have just a part of the experience.
All of my friends from youth group said it was very fun, and they got to learn a lot of new skills because you get to build things.
My sister Jocelyn went a couple years ago, and she loved it, and I loved hearing all of her stories from it, and so I really wanted to go.
My sibling has also gone before, and everyone at church said it was fun, and I was just interested in doing some work this summer that I knew was helping other people.
Okay, so it sounds like there was someone who told you about his or her experience, and you go, ooh, maybe I can do this, right? Yeah, great. How about tell us then about what you did during the trip?
Each team had jobs. My team, the Snazzy Shedders, we were tasked with building a shed. We had to dig a trench and build about 2 walls, but we were able to finish with 3 walls. And on the final day, we laid the foundation for the shed.
So we have work teams at Sierra Service Project, and it's combined with a bunch of different churches, different people from different churches. So my work team is called Leona's Deck and Stairs. So we started the process of building a deck, so demolishing the old deck, finding the measurements for the new deck, lining where the holes will be, and then digging the holes and filling them with concrete.
Yeah, so we went week one, so we were doing like the base work for all of it. So my work team was building a shed for Mickey, and we dug the holes where like the concrete would go and made a frame for the concrete pouring, and then we nailed together all the stud walls.
My group, we demolished a rotting staircase that wasn't usable for the woman who owned the house we were working at. So we demolished that. We dug some post holes and a ditch, and then we filled those with concrete. So there was a big concrete slab for the base of the staircase, and then we had to calculate the width and depth of each stair, and then cut the stringers, and then add the stairs, and install the posts, and so we built an entire staircase.
Wow, very impressive, right? Wow, yeah, so your parents are here. Did you know they're gonna do all those hard works? No. Yeah, so, well, you can plan a work project or remodeling on the house, right? Great, very impressive, yeah, wow, good. And you did that not in an air-conditioned environment, right? With sweating, yeah, that's wonderful, but you gladly did all the work. Okay. So during your trip, what do you think you enjoyed the most? And were there any surprises during the trip? Oh, I didn't expect this. You know, either good way or a bad way. So what did you enjoy most and any surprises or challenges you faced?
I was surprised by how welcoming the people at the camp were from other churches. They were kind and welcoming. And I enjoyed working with my team. We had quality time during the short breaks we had. And at camps, we played games like Rat Slap, and you know.
I enjoyed meeting a bunch of new people and the scenery. It's very, very pretty in Spokane, Washington. And what challenged me the most was being away from my parents.
Well, like Kiana said, I thought it was absolutely gorgeous up there. Our group got to go to two different lakes, and we saw bald eagles at both of them. And then we also got to see some of the important sites to the Native people of the reservation. And I was really surprised by how well I got along with some of the people on my work team that I had never met before, but it was still really difficult to do some of the tasks where we had to work together to ensure our safety.
I kind of lucked out. I got a really good team, but our work site was in the shade, and it was on the edge of a cliff, which was dangerous, but it also meant that we got to see the two rivers where they met and all the hills and everything, so it was a really amazing work site. I was also very surprised that we finished our project, because I was not expecting we would even pour concrete, but we did the whole thing, so that was nice. And then one thing that I think challenged me was reaching out to other churches, not because they weren't inviting, but because I was already friends with a lot of people from our church, and I didn't really feel the need to, but it ended up being really nice to be able to connect with other people.
Thank you for sharing, honestly sharing all the wonderful things that you have done, enjoy the most, and also what challenged you. This trip, as a pit trip we make every year, it's not just go and just do the work, right? But also through the trip, through the work that you do, you experience your faith growing, right? Even just for a few days, you have experienced this matter of faith, how it played in during the trip, and also how you see that inside of you. So tell us to the congregation, how did you experience the faith part during the trip?
During the SSP, the theme for the SSP trip was Love Courageously. We were taught how loving cookies, brownies, was very convenient, and we didn't have to worry about how things would go and how loving God would be inconvenient since we can't see him. Whereas at the same time, loving our brothers or sisters could be annoying, but we must love them courageously.
So at SSP, the spiritual coordinator this year was a young woman named Katie, and her philosophy was meeting where you're at on your faith journey, and she did just that. She didn't push faith on you, she would guide you, and we had evening devotional every night where we got to explore our faith.
Like Abraham said, the theme of the week was Love Courageously. An evening program each night, we talked about the things that were needed to love courageously, like what we need to be able to keep going and loving even when things get tough.
I think I learned a lot about what it means to be able to take action in places you might not be comfortable doing so, but also not taking responsibility for problems that you can't expect to be able to solve by yourself, but still learning how to take the necessary measures to make an impact in some way. So I think I experienced my faith a lot in evening devotional and just in the quiet moments during our lunch break and looking at the view and seeing bald eagles and really just thinking about the help we were giving other people.
Oh, by the way, was this your first SSP? All of you?
Yes.
Or Joa? First? First? Well, for Zoa, that's second year experience. What part of the SSP experience do you feel made the biggest impression on you? You know, something that, wow, this is really great. What was that? And then what are you going to do? You know, so often we go on a mission trip or we go on a vacation, the places we visited and the things that we did, what we have experienced, saw, or heard during that trip, it wows us. Yet when we come back, well, we go back to our cell phones and all other matters in our daily living, and then our these great memories fade away. The biggest impression just, you know, just kind of goes away, disappears. So what are you going to do about that? So let's share first with us, what is the biggest impression that you got from the trip, and what are you going to do about it?
My biggest impression was My biggest impression was the teams. I enjoyed working with my team and also during the camp time. And some nights we had spiritual walk, and both of the night and one of the nights we did see a bald eagle, and we did have a beach day on Wednesday. Another big impression was the challenges we had, like breaking a rock that stood in the way of in the trench, which totally broke a pickaxe and a sledgehammer. We also had to deal with some roots, and I think I enjoy quite cutting off the roots down in the sand.
I think that what had the biggest impression on me was how peaceful it is in Spokane. I feel like it's in the middle of nowhere, but it's like just all land, and it looks like it's a painting, and it's very, very peaceful. So being disconnected and not having my phone, which I know teenagers have their phones, but it was very nice not to have my phone and just really connect with different people. And I think it's a good reminder for me to kind of disconnect throughout the school year, because the school year can be very stressful and busy. So just taking breathers and remembering how it feels to be like in touch with yourself.
Yeah, well for me, well Abraham mentioned this earlier, but on the first night our spiritual leader Katie was introducing us to the concept of loving courageously, and she was kind of talking about, well, what is that? And so she said that there is maybe, you know, the way that you feel about ice cream and brownies, like you love that, like that's a very comfortable love. And then maybe there's the way that you feel about someone who has hurt you, but you still love and care for. That's a lot more of an uncomfortable love. And I never really thought about those types of love before, so it was really cool to kind of think about that all week long.
I think what made the biggest impact on me would be the homeowner we had at our work site. This lovely elderly lady named Vicky. She was really interested in the work that we were doing for her, and she really made an effort to show how much she appreciated it. And she would come out every day, and she would, on our lunch breaks, and she would talk to us and tell us about herself. And she was very passionate about helping other people. She told us that she had fostered 6 different children. She lived up and supported her grandson up where she lives, and she while we were up in Spokane was when those boys on the soccer team were stuck in the cave, and so she had us all pray for them, and it was really interesting to see someone who really cared about helping other people and really just appreciated the work that we were doing for her. And she brought us snacks and drinks and told us about herself. So I think when I'm helping other people or meeting other people in my community, I want to make an effort to really get to know them and find out like why this work might be special to them.
Great, wonderful. Zoa, Felicia, and Kiana, and Abraham, here and there answering the several other questions, you have already shared a little bit here and there what you have learned about the people, about yourself, and about God. But would you like to more specifically, either all of them, you know, what your learnings about people, yourself, and God, all of them, or just one of them? Just share with us, please.
I learned that it could be easy to interact with people, and you can help others with an open heart. We kind of spent a little time with a shed owner, Danny. His name is Danny. He told us stories of his youth, like when he was building cement one day using sand and water and other stuff. He told us that his grandfather wouldn't let him eat until he was able to finish up the work.
So I learned that different from the people that were there, they come from many walks of life and have grown up differently than I have. So they have very different beliefs. And some of them we like see eye to eye on, some of them we don't. But it was really cool to really learn more about how people just come from different places. And I also learned that God does not need to be the man in the cloud looking down on you, and he comes in many different forms.
I got to see and experience a group of people that really loved each other, and that was actually really cool.
I think I learned that, like, loving your neighbor and being a good Samaritan, especially to people who may have, like, wronged you in some way, doesn't always mean being a perfect person. It can just mean, like, stepping out of your comfort zone and really having the intent to move forward and break down walls that you might be more comfortable sitting behind. But really, like, making those efforts rather than just being a perfect person all the time is really what makes you a good person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anything else that you have not shared yet with the congregation? This is something that I really wanted to tell the congregation, but I did not ask you about. Okay, anything?
During the trip we met, there was a church. They were so friendly, and it was the first time I saw people so huggy. Everyone in the church, in the group was very huggy and kind. And on the first day, our counselors, Katie Strong and Brendan, they said that we should take off our cool jackets. It was okay to be silly and have
fun. I just wanted to say it was like a really great experience, and I appreciate having it.
Well, my work team was digging, and one of the things I learned is that roots are really hard to get out of the ground when you just have a shovel. We had one that was 2 or 3 inches thick, and one of the kids on my work team named it Mega Root. It took us nearly a whole day to get out.
I just think, on the whole, it was a really great experience, as usual, and being able to be separate from a lot of the things that you usually have to deal with in our everyday lives really provides a good place for, like, self-contemplation and learning more about yourself and the way the world works.
Thank you. So here, I'm going to turn to our children. This was not something that we planned. I didn't tell our big brother and sisters either. But I'm going to ask you, do you have any question to ask these wonderful speakers? Yes? Ask them.
Well, thank you for sitting and watching us.
Okay, great. Any others? Okay, great. Aren't you so impressed? Yes. As we heard from the scripture reading earlier part of our service, God has made us, each one of us, for good work. And you don't have to. Yes, this is great that our young children, youth, and adult. Carla, would you come stand, please? Yes, okay. They're adult volunteers. And it's wonderful they went and they came back with a great story to tell, and they shared. That's wonderful. But this good works that God has given us to do not have to happen far away from home. It can happen here in this place, in your neighborhood, in your family, with anyone God is sending to you. So let us, as we have been inspired through the stories shared, let us do the work joyously. And sometimes when we do the work, when you just say yes, probably you did not know that you had that, you were that powerful. You could do all the hard work that you did not learn about, right? But you did it because you were there with this desire to do the work God called you to do. So when we do God's work because we know we are powerful, but often we find out doing the work God wants, God calls us to do, that how powerful we can be, we are, and we can be. So let us continue as a family of God, as Campbell Church family, let us continue to do the work God wants us to do here and beyond the walls of our church. So thank you again. Thank you. All right.